Welcome to another episode of the Middle Country Public Library podcast. Hello and welcome.
You look tan.
Do I?
Yeah.
Sarah is tan.
Yeah. No, you definitely got tan for sure. Yeah. Oh, nice. Oh,
that's funny because I said to people, do I look tan? And like, no.
Yeah, they lie. They're jealous. You look tan. You look
Sarah good. Is tan.
Yeah.
And I am not.
Neither.
I'm Sal DiVincenzo. That's Sarah Fade.
Hello.
That's Nicole Rambeau. And welcome to the show. How's everyone doing? Obviously, Sarah, you
is
are doing,
the doing best.
Well. You were somewhere sunny, it looks like.
I was in Florida.
You were in Florida, very
and
good.
And North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Did you enjoy it?
I did.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it was nice.
Good. It's always good when you're enjoying your vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Not good when you're not enjoying your vacation. Mm-hmm. So anyway, we're going to jump right in. Who would like to go first this week? And now you're not sharing this thing again, are you?
What?
No, you're all, like I say, okay, who's going to go first? You're like, oh, Sarah will go first and I will go next because we're both doing the same thing this week.
No, we're not doing the same thing.
Okay, good.
So but I like when we do the same thing.
I know,
thing.
Me too.
All right, well, you can do that more
but
often.
It's not the same thing. It's the same theme.
It's similar things.
It's two totally different themes this week.
Similar things. Yeah. All right, so who wants to go first?
I'll go first, and then you can regale us with your vacation.
All right,
we'll get this over, and then
you can do. Nicole, what do you have for this week?
Are you into skincare? I know you are, because you've sent me things before.
I am, but I should. I don't do it as much as I should.
Have you always been into skincare?
No.
Like, not when you were younger? No. Are you?
Skincare You're asking person? Me if I'm
I don't
into
know. Men
skincare?
Are very into skincare. You ever see American Psycho?
No.
Yeah. Especially, I believe, this generation.
I should be into skincare, to be honest. The last time I saw my dermatologist, he said I should go to the spa.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
And do what?
For like, you know, those oil, like the oil things they got, like the oil, little oil dots.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What?
Like an esthetician?
Yeah.
Like a facial.
Like, yeah. Oh, do nice. The facial, yeah.
Oh. Have you ever had a facial?
No.
No? They're nice.
I wouldn't do
I had
anything
one
where.
On a cruise.
See, I wouldn't do anything where someone's touching me. I'm sorry. No one's allowed to touch me.
Oh, I don't care.
No, me either.
Yeah.
But I have read that if you get a facial, you'll break out right. before you see the results.
Yeah, that's
how that happens.
And, yeah.
I'm not rich enough to go through that.
Well, skincare is a hot topic on social media where I currently reside.
Where you spend most of your days.
I do, unfortunately. And it's all over. So all over TikTok is just people doing these skincare routines. And most of the time, they are adults, older teens, 20s, adults. But a lot of young people, as we know, are on TikTok. So they are also watching these TikToks. And they're watching these adults do skincare routines that are for them. And then they think it's for them also. But it's not. These things that they're using are not for teens, not for their skin. So I just wanted to kind of share this article that I found about what teens actually should be doing. Mm-hmm. And honestly, to go into one of my
things. Here we go. Should we put a little Chiron on the bottom?
It's not for adults
Nicole's
either.
Ramp.
This is for companies to sell products is what this is at the end of the day.
We can call it Nicole's Rantos instead of Rambos. Say Nicole's Rantos.
Because you do not need a 10-step skincare routine. No one needs that for their skin.
I have a 2-step.
Yeah. You need to cleanse your skin, and not even all the time. Moisturize your skin and put sunscreen on.
Sunscreen, very important.
Very important. And like any dermatologist I ask, they'll say, like my patients who look the youngest, I've been wearing sunscreen since, you know, they were young.
Right.
And like, yeah. And on your neck too. Don't forget your neck, because this is where it starts to like crinkle and age.
No, you know what? You know what you really don't want to do? Is the top of your feet. Have you ever gotten the sunburn on the top of your feet? Because you don't usually think about it. Because you're like, oh, I'm wearing, you know, flops or whatever like that.
Yeah.
But then, you know.
Your hands too. Because when you're driving and like your hands in the window and everything. Yeah. Or like with the one side, like your left side of your arm.
That's
and stuff
open.
Like that.
Yeah.
So all these little things. It adds up over time.
You
think it doesn't, but it does. Yeah. So anyway, this article from CNN, they had interviewed three dermatologists, and they kind of said what I said, that they are seeing on social media, these buzzy brands like Drunk Elephant, Glow Recipe, they're all like packaged, you know, brightly, like very enticing. I mean, for adults too, I have some Drunk Elephant product, I'll be honest. It was good. It worked. It was very expensive.
I have a Drunk Elephant. Lives in my backyard.
However, experts are warning that these skincare routines can have negative effects on young skin and minds in the long run. So, yeah, it's not even like it's not for them. It can actually do more harm than good because they aren't experiencing the problems that these are meant to solve. Mm-hmm. And they have active ingredients in them that are too harsh for young people and the skin. Like, you don't have fine lines, wrinkles. You don't need retinol. You don't need these kind of things. Antioxidants and exfoliating acids should be avoided by teens.
Antioxidants must be avoided by teens? Aren't antioxidants good for you, though?
Maybe not on your skin, though, because you're like...
Oh, okay.
Break up some like barriers. And it says just because a product is going viral doesn't mean it'll be the right fit for everyone's skin. It's the same for adults as well, not just teens. You have dry skin, combination skin, oily skin, all that kind of stuff. And then they also go on to say, as a result of hormonal changes, teens and tweens may also experience change in their skin type and skin needs, which may require a change in their skincare routine. So it started, you know, in, you know, the spring, it might be different when it comes summer and fall, like all those things.
Or like Wednesday to Thursday.
Literally, it's true. Yeah. And if your house is more dry, if your house is more, you know, like it all kind of plays. And the doctor says, just as I tell my patients that skincare does not need to be expensive to be effective, there are many great affordable options available at the drugstore. This applies to teens and tweens too. So that's another thing. These drunk elephants and all this stuff is very, very expensive. Very expensive.
How many times are you going to say drunk elephant? Because I love it.
I say that because I bought it and I spent the money. It did work well.
Okay.
But I am 36 years old. Like, it was meant for me.
Oh, why don't we mention your age again, Miss Young?
36 is young.
Well, when you're old, like
when you're old, like me.
Yes, it was meant for me.
It is. It's painful every time you say that. I like drunk elephant. I don't like I'm 36 and I'm younger than you.
I'll be 37 next month. It makes you feel better. Right. And then it says, all the dermatologists we consulted confirmed that there are just three steps to an effective teen skincare routine: cleanser, moisturizer, and sunscreen, which I said before. Yeah.
What do they say about like Stridex?
Oh, yeah.
It does say, yes. Yeah. It does say teens dealing with acne or other skin conditions may need targeted treatments, which would be like a Stridex.
I used Clearasil.
Yeah. Clearasil. Yeah, I had Zap-Zit.
But the thing is, I never had zits. Did you guys have acne?
Yeah. I was on Accutane.
Did it help?
Yeah.
No, well, Accutane was awful.
Yeah.
Like, mine was like over the top.
Did Clearasil help it? Or it was just more...
You know what? The Clearasil that I got was the one that the cover up, it was almost like makeup.
Oh, okay.
So it was the medicine with the makeup. Oh, so that helped a little bit. No, I hated it. It was terrible.
Yeah.
Well, they may need to see other options.
I'm Sicilian. I have oil coursing through my veins. It's just normal.
Did you go to a dermatologist when you were younger?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but it never prescribed anything for me. Just said, you know, keep the course, and you know,
really,
try to.
I was given like everything.
Yeah, no. Well, you know what? In the 80s, it wasn't like, you know, Clearasil and Stridex was basically it. They didn't have like these fancy things. Yeah. And then after I was done with it, then you saw the ads on the TV. Drugs.
Sal was like,
exactly. Take this one pill, you'll never get it again. Something crazy like that.
Yeah. So it does say, it's always good to speak with a dermatologist before to set up your plan. And then the article does go on to obviously sell your products. But I would say if you do have the ability to get to a dermatologist, I would always go see. I do. You know, I go to a dermatologist. And
well, I think you should just go to a dermatologist once a year anyway regardless of your skin condition.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, you have get to catch skin cancer.
Yeah. Definitely. And then this is for younger kids, obviously, these books. It's skin and nails tips for kids. This is from the American Girl collection.
Of course.
And then taking care of my skin. So this is obviously skewing younger, maybe before.
This one
they're...
needs to take care of, you know, his teeth too.
Aww.
show that for those of you watching. Okay. He's got to take care of his teeth. Aww. I'm just kidding. It happens. They're kids.
So yeah, these are for younger kids. The kids who are on TikTok might not be into this stuff as much, but there's another article in Vogue about how to talk to your kid about it. So if you just like make it maybe a family thing, you know what I mean? Go to the dermatologist together, like hear what they have to say. And then I'm not saying don't go to Sephora. Like you can go into Sephora because that's like the big thing. All these little kids were going to Sephora and like clearing the shelves
crazy
of these products.
How do they afford drunk elephants?
Well, their parents obviously like pay.
Yeah, pray for them. I want to make them feel. Yeah, good
I would
about
just.
Themselves.
They showed me. I'd smack it right out of their hands. Like, nope.
Yeah. But they have brands like The Ordinary, which is also sold in Sephora. That's more cost effective. Mm-hmm. So like, go to the doctor together. Get your little thing. Yeah. Go together to the store. Like, you can do it, but you don't want to. Make sure they're wearing sunscreen. There's Super Goop, which is expensive. I like that stuff, but like, you know what I mean. That's a cool one. It's just regular sunscreen. And those kind of things. So.
Cool.
But yeah, I think it's an interesting. It's interesting because I wasn't into. I liked makeup, but skincare wasn't really.
Yeah.
Like a thing.
Well, skincare is more important than makeup, right? Technically, if you want to.
Yeah.
Like sunscreen.
Yeah. But it wasn't like because I feel like when I was looking at this stuff, I was like, we weren't sold like skincare things. It was like being skinny. Mm-hmm. And you know what I mean? But like, that's what we were advertised. Yeah. Like being skinny and like makeup, like being pretty. Like skincare wasn't really like a thing like it is now.
Oh, so. Absolutely not. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, different.
Because money. Level. That's why.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And it's like the same. If you look, the other day I was in Walmart because I returned, speaking of this stuff, I returned a lot of money's worth of products. I also was on vacation a couple weeks ago, and I was a staycation, so I was like, well, I'm not spending money going anywhere, so let's spend it at the mall. And I did. Bad. But anyway, I wisened up. I used some of the product. I didn't like it. I was able to return it.
That's amazing to me that you can return used product.
Yeah, which is honestly probably why the prices are expensive to begin with. Yeah. It's like a whole thing. But anyway, I did. I returned it. Okay. So then I went to Walmart to like more cost-effective items because like they said in the article, you don't need to be expensive, blah, blah, blah. And I did. I sat there and looked at the ingredients on the back of a bunch of different things, different brands, different price points. And they really are very similar like in the like kind of active ingredient area. So then it just comes like texture thing kind of like. But yeah, so I am trying to practice what I preach.
Okay.
Yes.
Great.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Yes. So parents... Make sure that you read up on this stuff and make sure that your child is doing the right thing for their skin.
Yeah, because you don't want them to be, you know, worse off.
No, exactly.
Yeah. 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 They'll be like 36, but they'll look like they're 80.
Yes.
Yeah.
They sucked out all of their...
And that's the other thing with like... They say Gen Z, like younger Gen Z, Gen Alpha, whatever, they actually look older than they are because they're getting these procedures and using these products that are meant for actual older people to look younger.
Yeah.
So they're like jumping up and going back. And now like millennials, like we look pretty okay for our age, you know, and whereas people younger than us actually look about our age. And yeah, they shouldn't.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, it was just like interesting.
It's pretty wild, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, and you look like the Crypt Keeper. Yeah.
I do.
Your That's generation. Right.
I'm
in his generation.
Are you both Gen X?
Yes.
Yeah. Gen X. You guys look good for your age too.
The second greatest generation. Okay. Well, thank you, Nicole.
You're welcome.
All right there, Sarah Fade. Mm-hmm. What do you have for us this week? You have books. It just looks like you have books.
I have some books.
Doing some library things.
Okay. Some library things.
Some librarian type of things.
Okay. So on my vacation, as I said, I went to Florida.
Yes.
And the primary reason was to go to Gatorland because, as you guys know, every time we go to Florida for our conference, I always want to see
an alligator.
She's
always looking for alligators. I tell her, look out the window on the way home, on the way back from the airport. And she does. And it's just to keep her quiet.
I think so. To lull me to sleep so I can hear me snore. But so I finally saw my alligators.
Very good.
And I'm like obsessed with alligators now.
Was there everything you hope for?
I like nature. I like animals. Mm-hmm. So it was. So we spent the whole day at Gatorland, and I was quite happy. I could spend a weekend there. It was very
nice.
Fine with me. But for people who are like, oh, I saw one and I'm done. Like they all look the same. They would. Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to be like.
They only have 10 alligators there. They just rotate them around.
Yeah. So I thought I would tell everyone a little bit about alligators.
Yeah.
With our wonderful Grizz Mix Animal Life Encyclopedia database online.
Very nice. Okay. Available on our website.
Yeah. So look how this is a nice thick packet.
Yes.
This little packet is from the encyclopedia that we have.
Okay.
So, I mean, it gives you a nice overview, but obviously this is catered for more.
Yes. In-depth. And these are just so you know, listeners and viewers, these are the actual books, the textbooks, the printed items that are digitized.
Mm-hmm.
So you can, but what's nice is that you can search for alligators and the alligator entry comes up.
Yeah.
So, Their thumbnail description is that they are powerful animals with a long and muscular tail, four short limbs straddling a scaly body, and strong jaws lined with obvious teeth.
Obvious.
Obvious teeth. Obviously, okay. So this is important. So
where are the alligators?
Where are the alligators? So they're in America.
Florida, right?
Yes, the basically.
Yeah. Oh, like Louisiana, too, right?
Louisiana, yes. Yeah.
And there is an Asian alligator.
Really?
Yeah. Now, this is not to be confused with crocodiles.
Right. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So, and also, so you have alligators, and then you have the caiman part. So you have two alligator species, American and Asian, and then you have like the caiman subspecies, which are the like the little ones you see at the zoo and stuff like that.
Yes, yes.
Just like float there.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So the alligator dates back at least 200 million years to the age of reptiles, including blah, 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 blah. I'm just going to skip over the stuff we don't care about.
Sure.
They survived, alligators survived the mass extinction 65 million years ago that ended the dinosaurs.
So they were around with the dinosaurs.
Yeah.
But then, of course, they survived, and then they evolved to live in our modern world.
Yeah, because they stayed under the water. Well, that fire above them, and they came up, and they said, what happened?
Yeah, exactly. So the family, and this is Latin, which, did you ever take Latin?
No.
Oh, my. The family.
I know, carpe diem. That's the extent of the Latin.
Okay, well, this is alligatorade. Not Gatorade, but.
Oh, Gatorade, yes.
That's
exactly what it was.
Right? Here, you try to pronounce that.
Yes, alligatory, you know, I'm not going to pronounce that. No.
Okay, they are the descendants of the archosauria, or ruling lizards, lizards that included the dinosaurs.
So are they dinosaurs?
Well, yes, they...
they came from that period.
Oh, yeah. The family alligators can be followed as far back as the Paleocene era.
Mm-hmm.
And the caiman ancestors, the little ones... Mm. Okay, ancestors of other species, including the American alligator and the Chinese alligator, date back to the Miocene and the Pleistocene era.
They go way back.
Yeah, okay. Alligators are similar to crocodiles with stout bodies, powerful tails that are at least as long as their bodies. And they have long snouts and noticeably toothed upper and lower jaws. Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's funny, after all that, after the comet destroyed the, you know, all the other dinosaurs, what do? They retire to Florida.
They go to Gatorland. Yeah. They know where it's at.
Yeah, they know where it's at. Yeah.
Usually they're about 13 feet long.
Oh my goodness.
Uh-huh.
Can you imagine that? That's like as big as a small RV.
Yeah. Their body form allows them to glide in a sinuous pattern through the water, normally with just the side-to-side motion of the tail. So have you guys ever seen a alligator move?
It's scary.
It does its tail.
It's very silent. I don't know. It's very like smooth.
Yes, that's able to hunt.
Yeah. No, not
Okay, on the land, the strength of their legs makes them quick and formidable predators.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the alligator Mississippiensis is the only member of the family to be found in the U.S., where it exists in the southeastern states. From Carolinas to Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's swath, you know, from there down to Texas, yeah.
They are restricted to freshwater areas and frequently are found in lakes, slow-moving streams, rivers, swamps.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they do not hibernate, which I thought they might, I don't know. To beat the cold, they move to shallow water and lie motionless.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
Yeah. Juveniles and adults make use of burrows during winter months.
Mm-hmm.
They live in groups and form dominance hierarchies, especially during breeding season.
Sure.
So that's like when you see them all huddled together, like you think that's kind of, but they like it. Yeah.
They just,
they're babies, right? So they have babies.
Mm. Are they eggs?
Yes. And they lay, how many eggs do you think they lay in one hatch?
I'm going to think a lot. Yeah, that's a good answer.
Yeah.
One dozen to five dozen.
Oh, my goodness.
That's like 60, right?
That's a so lot of alligators.
Babies.
Egg laying generally takes once a year in midsummer.
Okay.
And so when they lay them, they hatch 1 to 2 months later.
Oh.
Okay, I thought this was interesting. It's kind of like Jurassic Park, kind of.
Yeah, yeah.
The sex of the alligators is temperature dependent.
Mm.
So what do you think What kind of babies do you think hatch at low temperatures? Below 88.
I'm going to say the males.
Girls.
Girls.
Oh, girls.
Really? High temperatures above 90 produce males.
Wow. So that's during, like, if the weather is, if the weather is really hot, you're going to have a lot of males?
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
That's interesting. Yeah.
So.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, all these interesting. Did they teach you this at Gatorland, or they just said, "Here, give a chicken"?
No, well, no, they did that, but they had shows.
Okay,
but I was too busy going on other stuff to miss the shows because it does go fast.
Yeah.
Did you get on one of those like boats?
We went on this. I don't even know what it was. It was like a buggy thing, but I didn't go on a swamp ride or anything.
Oh, like the fan, whatever.
Yeah. You should go to like the Everglades for that kind of stuff.
Because they come right up to the boat.
Yeah.
No. Well, no. I would just, it doesn't look very stable.
I didn't like
to
the
me.
Picture that you sent me. I was like, no.
Alligators often form extended families with several generations living in the same vicinity for many years.
That's nice.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Sounds like an Italian family.
Yeah. Both males and females bellow. And the male is a little bit louder.
Did you hear them?
No, but I think one of the shows they make them do
it. Yeah.
Females often utter low grunts when calling to the young. The largest reptiles in North America are alligators. They're top of the food. They're apex predators. If possible, the alligator swallows its prey whole.
Oof.
The prey is large, however, it first drowns the meal and then tears off bite-sized chunks.
That's not good.
Yeah, male and females mature at 10 years or older, and their lifespan can run 50 years or more.
50?
50.
Wow.
Yeah. The young remain with their mom in a pod for at least 2 to 3 months, up to 2 to 3 years.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's...
Yeah. It's pretty much...
Yeah.
You learned a lot down there.
Yeah. Well, this is another little tidbit. This is from the encyclopedia.
Okay.
The adults can reach swimming speeds up to 20 miles an hour.
No.
And they can gallop on land up to 11 miles an hour.
Which means you can't outrun an alligator.
So that's some tidbits for those people.
You have to turn and fight. That's what you got to do.
Yeah. So alligators, they say from the Carolinas... To like the panhandle
of Texas.
Yeah, and so it goes all the way down like that. Yeah. So just to beware.
Okay.
So I know a lot of people are going to Florida.
Yes.
So if you want to read up on some alligator.
Oh, for great, yes.
We have some books, right?
Yes.
So we have Under the Bayou Moon. Mm-hmm. Okay. So this is about, obviously, an alligator in the book.
It's about an alligator.
Who,
you know.
In the bayou. One,
falls in love with another alligator.
Moon. Well, I think there's a like a white alligator, and they say that's like there's a mythology about white albino alligators that's supposed to give you good luck.
Oh,
and they
nice.
Had like a few there.
Oh yeah, oh, wow,
yeah.
Wow.
We have Carrying Albert Home by Homer Hickam.
Is Albert the alligator?
Albert is So somewhat true story of a man, his wife, and her pet alligator.
There you go. My God.
So then we have Swamp Story by Dave Barry.
Mm-hmm.
See a little alligator.
Dave Barry the comedian.
This is sort of
it's funny stuff, right?
This will be like kind of a
okay.
That is. And then we have Swamplandia, and it's the alligator too.
That's a great
and
one, yeah.
I think it takes place actually in like a Gatorland type of.
Oh, cool. All right.
Yeah.
So you can read that whilst at Gatorland.
Yeah, to get you in the mood,
get you excited about alligators. About running more than 11 miles away per hour away from an alligator.
They are big, big, and it's crazy because when they have their mouth open, it's like a cooling down method because they don't sweat.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when you see them, they're just like,
they're hot.
But they look like fat and slow. But when you see them like
actually
scoot
moving.
Off, it's like.
We had alligators at the game farm. I don't know if they're there anymore. Mm. Remember that? And they also had they had alligators over at the aquarium in Riverhead too.
Oh, didn't they?
Yeah. But
they grow.
So you suggest Gatorland? It's a good thing if people are going to Florida, they should go to Gatorland.
If they're into
gators.
Yeah. Which it's cool to see up
close.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
In a
yeah.
safe environment.
Yeah, yeah.
How was feeding them?
Okay, so the guy calls over
like
I think 10 or 12 alligators.
Do they come to him?
Like, yeah.
Of course. It's like saying, hey, I got McDonald's here.
But like, does he call like...
he has a big stick and he like whacks the water and he calls their names.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And so they have a big wheelbarrow full of chicken legs or chicken pieces.
Pieces, yeah.
Yeah, and not only do alligators come, but so do the birds.
The birds did, like, you ever see a bird on the back of an alligator? Like, boop, boop, boop.
Yeah, I saw. Well, that happened, and then the alligator was like, no, and the bird was like, oh. Yeah. So they say, like, the sensors are on the side of their head. Mm-hmm. So when you throw them the food, like if you throw it on their nose, it's no good. Okay, but if you throw it like on the side of their face, they'll...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
Do they like chomp?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how they eat. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, they take a table out with the fork and the knife. And
then I don't know, they just like, they stick their tongue out. Like,
or do they have tongues?
Not really. No. They're not like a lizard. I mean, they are, but they're no. It's just like a
All right,
crazy.
Very good, Sarah. Yeah. You sounded like you had a lot of fun.
Well, I, you know, I always like that.
And you like that kind of stuff. So. Yeah, okay. So very good. Thank you very much. And that does it for another exciting episode of the podcast. If you want to listen to older episodes, read our show notes, visit the website mcplpodcast.com. If you're watching on YouTube. If you're watching on YouTube, click the like button. We'd appreciate that. And if you haven't subscribed, because I think more than 75% of the people who actually watch our material on YouTube are not subscribed, hit the subscribe button. We greatly appreciate it. So for Sarah Faden and Cole Rambo, I'm Sal DiVincenzo. See you on the next show.